American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 714. Here is the translated text as follows. 682. American State Trials. The massacres of St. Bartholomew's Eve were instigated by some of the most cruel criminals, and among them were women. When some women begin to lead a life of shame, they start to prevaricate. They will not betray each other. Mrs. Humphreys would not tell on Mrs. Hirsch. There is a code of ethics among them. I have discussed this case as best I could. You are the final arbiters. The law has the fullest confidence in you and expects you to observe your oath to try men and women alike. Put it on record that you cannot approve of acts such as those of Mrs. Hirsch, the defendant. Mr. Cooper, for the prisoner. Mr. Cooper, you have just heard what is perhaps the most remarkable speech ever delivered in a courthouse in Georgia. In my 27 years of experience, I have never heard such a speech against a poor woman fall from the lips of mortal man. If this case is going to be tried on oratory, we will lose. No man can compete in that respect with Brother Arnold. During the trial of Cook, Mr. Arnold said that the woman was insane. He seems to have changed his idea. Mr. Arnold here interrupted with an objection on the ground that no reference could be properly made to anything which had occurred at any other trial, unless it had been introduced in evidence in the present case. The objection was sustained. He says in this trial that the defendant has even got Sarah Bernhardt skinned. I have never heard a woman abused so in my life. I am sick and tired of this abuse of witnesses and prisoners in the courts of Georgia, and pray for the day when we will be able to bring it to an end. This is perhaps the most important misdemeanor case ever tried in Georgia. I have never seen such interest in a misdemeanor case before. You, gentlemen, are asked in this important trial to decide whether or not a defenseless woman can get justice, or whether a man powerful in the community, with great character, reputation, and millions of dollars, can win against her. I ask you to rise above the influence around the prosecutor's table. If the real truth had been,